You're listening to WBH Radio. I am your host, William Holly. Thanks for joining me on episode 24. I have a very, very special guest in the building with me today. I had the privilege of working on her team when she was leading student activities at Brooklyn College. My friend, Miss Christina Wozak. Hello, Christina.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's been a long time. How are you?
It's good to be here. I'm good.
Now, at Brooklyn College, remind me, what was your title and your duties? Because I just remember you doing everything. I mean, putting out fires, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, just everything.
So my title at the time when we were working together, it was Associate Director of Student Activities.
Right.
Which means, yeah, whatever.
No, it was a big deal. You worked with the student clubs, right?
Yeah.
The fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really the lifeblood of a campus.
Yeah. And when I say whatever, I mean, like, whatever comes at us.
Oh, yeah.
Any school, wherever the student activities people, we have our job description, but then there's, like, whatever else.
Students were always in your office.
Yeah. But that's what we're here for.
Right, right. And you also were a student at Brooklyn College, undergrad and graduate, right?
Yes, I did.
And I remember you had a book in your office, and you said, well, I still draw from this textbook to this day. So what was that area of study?
Joining Together. That was the book. I did my master's in industrial and organizational psychology.
Okay.
So that's the book. I get icebreakers, group activities, material for presentations. I get it from that book. I have a few books like that. But
All right. And these headphones and microphones are not foreign to you. While at Brooklyn College, you were a member of student radio. You were the president of the club. Is that correct?
Eventually, yeah.
Shout out to WBCR.
WBCR, Brooklyn College Radio.
But in all seriousness, when we're talking about somebody that's willing to hit the pavement, hit the streets, and really do good work, whether it's feeding the needy, mentorship, workshops for adults, Christina Wozak is the real deal, and I appreciate her being here. Now, I reached out to you and I asked if you could help me out with this Ohio State stuff. It was a lot going on, a lot to unpack. What do we know so far? Urban Meyer, the head coach, he had a coach in his ranks, Zach Smith, who was accused of domestic violence. Now, many believe Urban Meyer dragged his feet when it came to handling it. Ultimately, Zach Smith was dismissed. Urban Meyer took part in a press conference where he was supposed to apologize, but he kind of didn't really apologize.
Right.
And then days later, he had a written note apologizing to the accuser, Courtney Smith. And at the beginning of the season, Urban Meyer will be suspended 3 games. So, Christina, what do you make of that ordeal? What in particular stood out to you from the whole situation?
There was so much. I needed your help.
That was too much.
Okay, so let's start with this. As a college employee, you have your job description.
Yes.
But then there's all the other things that, the expectations, the things that are expected of you as a college employee. So, and that's one of the things that I'm always interested in is like, how is that relayed to somebody?
Right.
You know, so how do you know what you're supposed to report and you know, what's okay to hold back? But, like, as a college employee, you have the responsibility of reporting whatever you find out. And he knew. That's the thing.
Urban Meyer?
Yeah. Zach Smith should have never been hired, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, Zach Smith was with Urban Meyer at Florida First.
I know.
And that was the first incident of domestic violence in 2009.
Right.
And Courtney Smith, his wife, said that he had choked her after bringing the secretary home.
Yes.
She called the police. He was arrested. Then Urban Meyer's mentor, Earl Bruce, who was actually the grandfather to Zach Smith.
Yep.
Yo, preach. Oh, it's the AC.
Oh, I was going to say, you shredding paper?
Oh, no. So Zach Smith's grandfather came and intervened and said, Courtney Smith, she says she was coerced into dropping the charges.
Yep.
So if I'm Urban Meyer, no harm, no foul, if no charges, how do you then that's really what I wanted to get your take on. How fair is it that that decision even landed on Urban Meyer's desk? You know, in the grand scheme of it all, even though we treat football as a religion, I mean, he's just a lowly college football coach. You know, we got politicians, judges, magistrates, district attorneys who are in place to make these decisions. How fair is it that it even came his way?
So that was another question I wrote. Like, whose responsibility was it?
Right.
But Zach Smith, he needs help. So even if we look at the situation from that perspective,
yes.
Was Urban Meyer really helping him by hiring him? And I think at one point he said, like, he had to go to professional counseling.
Right.
But, like, did you really read through all the things that supposedly Zach Smith has done?
Yes, I did. And, again, I have no answers today. Just questions. And that's why I wanted someone here who has been in a position of leadership, who has led a team. Zach Smith. Today, I don't know what today's date is, August 20th. He's still not behind bars. He hasn't
right.
been accused of any. I mean, he hasn't been tried. He hasn't had his day in court. So in America, where we try to pride ourselves on guilty until proven innocent, giving somebody their day in court, you know, this is what makes us special, what separates us from the North Koreas, Russias. As a leader, if you had a subordinate who said, hey, they're trying to smear me, I haven't had my day in court, stick with me. Like, how do you handle that?
I thought about that. I was like, if I was him, what would I do?
And again, we have that relationship. Urban Meyer's mentor is Herb Bruce, which is Zach Smith's grandfather. So he didn't want to leave him hanging. And then also, Zach Smith and Courtney Smith have children. That's not the end of their relationship. So
right.
I guess trying to send them to counseling, I think it's just tough all around.
It is.
Right.
It is. And that's what I was thinking. I feel like the more I read
right.
and the more videos I watched, I would go back and forth. I'd be like, you know, one time I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. And at one point I was like, all right, he needs help.
Right.
And then I was like, no, hold up. Like, who could she have gone to? Like, if she went to Urban Meyer and she went to Urban Meyer's
wife Shelly Meyer, yes.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, no, you know, just... So now, how are you helping her?
Christina,
I know you don't have the answer.
No, I'm asking, shouldn't she go to the authority? Why is she going here? And also, Urban Meyer has bosses himself. There's an
yes.
athletic director. There's a president of that university.
Yes. So if this was me, it would not just be me. It would be, so if I worked in athletics,
right.
it would be the athletic director. If there was a VP or a president, you know, whoever's above, it would be that whole line of people.
Right.
So I know the AD got suspended for like 3 weeks or something like that.
I believe so.
Yeah. So they got Urban Meyer. They got the athletic director. The
right.
president. No.
Right. When these situations come out, it makes me a little bit uncomfortable because I think they start to just go after the most famous guy in the room. You know, and I think that's the frustration we saw Urban Meyer at that press conference. Like, listen, I didn't lay a hand on anybody. You know, there are people around me. I tried to help them. And the accuser, she didn't go through with anything. No charges. She dropped them. They had a child after that incident. You know, I just feel sorry, almost, really, a position of leadership. I'm just here to coach football.
Yes, but not at the same time, no.
Okay.
His job is head coach of the football team at Ohio State University.
Right.
So he's an employee of the college, and that's what I'm saying. His job is more than just coaching the team.
Right.
It seems like it's simple. Like, my job as, you know, being in student activities, I just got to take care of the clubs.
Right.
No. And I'll tell you, I had a situation years ago where there was a lawsuit, and my name was in it.
Wow.
And when I was reading through the report, and they're going through emails and texts, I felt it because I had lawyers. I had an investigation. There were a lot of us. People were going through my emails.
Right.
Like, it was an invasion of privacy. So, like, I felt for him, too, because he's like, I'm trying to protect my team, and he's trying to protect his assistant coach, you know? He's trying to protect somebody he cares about. But I think in some points he wasn't thinking. I think he was feeling a little too much, you know, and trying to help somebody out. But, was he really helping him
right.
by keeping him on?
Also, his wife was kind of involved in the situation. She was
yes.
communicating with the accuser, Courtney Smith.
Yes.
Now, the wife works on campus as well.
Yes.
I saw some things about Title IX. What responsibility does she have reporting to her husband or the athletic director or the president? It seems she sent text to the accuser, Courtney Smith, and said, yo, we're praying for you.
Right.
And kind of just sent her on her way. What culpability does she have? What should she have done in that situation?
See, I feel like it's muddy because they... Did Courtney Smith go to her as a friend, or did she go to her as an employee of the college? In the end, she's an employee of the college, though.
So she has to act accordingly.
There you
I
go.
Think she went there as a friend because there was like a wives group, and they would text like the wives, the coach's wives.
So then I wonder if she did have reporting responsibility. I mean, I know I did.
Right. I know. As an employee of a college with Title IX. Now,
most employees do. So, and that's not something people are comfortable with.
Sir Urban Meyer, you believe after that first incident, 2009, the very first incident where she called the police, what do you think should have took place? That should have been the end of it? He should have been fired? Because after these situations, when, you know, everybody's calling for Urban Meyer's job, they said his legacy is tarnished, I'm still unsure of what the right thing to do is. I'm still unclear.
I think he thought he was doing the right thing.
Right.
And I think that's why when he was talking to the press and he was talking to anybody, that's why we're getting mixed messages from him, because he wants to protect, but he also wants to not screw up at the same time. So... I think that really is a big part of this whole situation, is like he felt like he was doing the right thing.
Right. What did you make of that press conference when Urban Meyer came out? They said he looked smug, he looked aggravated. A reporter asked him directly, what do you have to say to Courtney Smith in this situation? And he said, without mentioning her name, I feel sorry for everybody involved in this situation.
Yeah.
I thought that was honest feelings.
Yeah.
That was frustration of I do not belong up here.
But he's the head coach. He does.
Right.
He does.
He was the head coach,
he does.
Right?
But I think that there's a lot going on. He's getting a lot of information. He's processing what he already knew. He's trying to figure out, what do I do? What do I say? And these people are coming at him, asking him all these questions. He probably doesn't want to answer anything, at least for like a week. Like, let me get back to you on this. But people want answers right away.
Also in the report, I want to go back to his wife, Shelly Meyer. She said... she said that she never told Urban. How much do you believe that?
I read that too, and I was like, come on.
I believe it. That shows that she's a good wife. No, honestly, in all seriousness, you protect. It's plausible deniability. Maybe, you don't want to put your partner in a situation where they could be jammed up. If they ever had to go in front of some cameras or microphones and say, yo, I don't know, they could be telling the truth. So, you know, that's a good subordinate. Even, like, when you're working, you want to shelter your superiors from certain things. I'll take care of it.
Yes.
Don't worry about that. He's trying to win football games. He's trying to run his college, whatever it is. That's what a good team member does. So when people came after her, I thought that was unfair. I believed it. In fact, I thought that's what she should have done. Yo, I'll handle this, you know. So I thought that was just... her doing the right thing, being a good partner.
You see how many things we've already covered about this case?
It's too much. Then Urban came out and he wrote that letter, finally addressing the victim, apologizing to her. Now, I had a major problem with that.
Okay, why?
Christine, I drive limos every now and again, and sometimes the dispatcher sends the wrong address.
Yeah.
They accept jobs they know we can't make in time.
Yeah.
And I get to the place and the passenger's upset. I refuse to apologize. It's not my fault.
Mm.
You know, so when the public was asking for Urban Meyer to apologize, again, these things make me uneasy. You know, if he's got to apologize for all women that have been abused when he didn't do anything, well, how about you add to the people that are homeless, the people that are hungry? I really just thought we saw his honest feelings about the situation, that, hey, it should have never even made it my way.
I think some people see it as a situation where Courtney Smith said things and people didn't listen to her, right, and even encouraged her to not say it. And so if she really was being abused, she was not getting support. And from his boss, who knew about it. Mm. And I think that's another thing. People talking about how he lied. He knew. He knew things. And he said, I didn't know. But, you know, and then they talked about sometimes he loses memory. And it's like, if that's true, that's his medical, you know, his personal medical background. Like, right. So we're getting into all this stuff. Even with Zach Smith, there's stuff that we were getting into. And I was just like, did we really need to know this?
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, he was
taking pictures in the White House.
Yes. And that, you know, he was with another employee. Mm-hmm. And I was, when I was reading about all the things that he supposedly did, I was thinking, I don't know Zach Smith, right. But I know men like Zach Smith.
Right.
And so how do we deal with them? When we find out that somebody who is, you know, having sex with somebody and he's bragging about it, or, do we laugh at it?
Right.
You know?
Right.
With Zach Smith, that doesn't make him, he's not in the running for Husband of the Year award, you know, no. Messing around with the secretary, taking pictures in the White House. But when I read through that 23-page report, I still didn't see anything that should have got Urban jammed up, definitely not Urban. And even with Zach Smith, that's that fine line, America the Great. When the storm is hottest, that's when we truly show how much we believe in our values and the doctrines that we abide by. You know, it can't be a thing of convenience. Yo, the public is really getting on us, so we gotta can them. Like, if you believe innocent until proven guilty, his day in court, you know, he's still not incarcerated. And I think that is a tough place for administrators, leaders, and we still don't know the answer. If Urban had just canned him and washed his hands, who knows where Zach Smith would have went? He might have spiraled out of control, and that could have really led to something drastic.
Do you think that Zach Smith had any impact on the players on the team? Do you think that was an unhealthy culture? Do you think that his behavior impacted anyone? Do you
honestly
think anybody looked at him and thought that, like, oh, he's like that, I could be that way too?
No. Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Maybe because I don't want to say locker room culture because our president said, right? But
I know.
That's boys being boys. That's frat boy behavior. Yo, look, I'm taking a picture in the White House. In my humble college career and being in the military, guys are saying crazy things, doing things. Yeah. I don't really think he was out of the ordinary, unfortunately.
Now, this conversation right here, we could talk forever about right. this. Because does that make it right?
It does not. It does not.
So, as a head coach, especially in 2018, this is something that coaches, no matter what the sport is,
right.
have to be paying more attention to. What kind of culture are you setting up on your team? Is it okay to be bad mouthing women, to be abusing them? Is it funny? Is it, you know, like you get a high five because, you know, you're getting this amount of women or whatever and you're disrespecting them?
Right.
Is that still okay? I mean, it's still okay because it's still happening. But this is one of the things that we've been talking about, you know, with this like hashtag Me Too movement. That's part of the deal. There's some women that won't watch the NFL anymore. They won't watch college football anymore.
Right.
I still watch, but I hear them. I do.
So what do you make of Urban suspension? 3 games. What do you think of that punishment?
I feel like it's nothing, really. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And I think I heard that the second and third game, he's able to
be with
practice
the team.
With them. Yeah.
Be with the team up until basically kickoff.
Right. So
they're not really
is he really
going to
be absent? It's just that first game, really.
Right.
So, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right. You mentioned the Me Too movement, and again, I have no answers, just questions today. And I wanted to get your opinion on a theory that I have or a viewpoint that I have.
Okay.
As we watch television, we see people getting up there, and they'll tell you, listen, you can't abuse women. And they hear the applause from the crowd, everybody passed them on the back, attaboy. You know, that's kind of the sentiments today, right? Yo, we standing up against violence against women. But on the other hand, we talk about equality and women being equal, right? So when you get up there and you make claims like that, yo, man, you know you can't hit women. Well, my question, what's the other part of that? You can't hit women because they're not the same as us, right? So I think I sit back and cringe when we get up there and we allow people to say, yo, you know it's a crime to hit women, right? They hold that as a more despicable act than if me and my brother get in a fight, it's boys being boys. But if me and my sister get in a fight, it's more egregious. Now, I think that is good today. You win the battle, right? Okay, yeah, you know, it's not right to abuse women. But in the long run, I think the women's movement is losing the war. Because if you believe it's a more despicable act to abuse women, that coincides with women being viewed as second-class citizens, women being viewed as inferior. You know, I want to ask you, how can both of those be true? That one hand we're equal, and on the other hand, man, you know you can't hit women.
Oh, boy. How much time do we have? Okay. So if I would have been prepared with stats, I could tell you why we need to focus on the violence against women.
Okay.
It's a huge issue. Now, look, I would imagine you're stronger than me.
Right.
So it would be easier for you to hurt me than for me to hurt you physically.
Right.
But boys will be boys. I think that's got to end too.
Okay.
I think, you know, two brothers hitting each other, like, I don't, like, for what, you know? So I think we need to end violence, period. But domestic violence against women, whether it be domestic violence, sexual assault, all of that, the statistics are astounding. Like, it's such a huge issue across the world, and that's why we focus on it.
Got you.
Like, men are the biggest perpetrators of that. So that's why people are talking about it, because it's happening way too much, more often than we even realize.
I just think that concession, like, it is a concession. It undermines the movement. And I want to tell you a story. When I was in the Army, we would go to the field for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most time I spent in the field was about 17 days. So you can imagine it was gross, right? So we're out there, and I see the female soldiers lining up. They have their shower shoes on. They have their toiletry bag. And I'm like, yo, where they going? They're like, oh, they're going back to the barracks to take a hot shower.
Okay.
And I'm like, why? And the response I got was, well, you know, women menstruate. Okay, whatever. So in the short term, you won the battle that day. You got to take a hot shower. But in the long run, you missed out on the opportunity to show your male counterparts that you are willing to endure the same things they're going through, that you are the same. So you leave the window open for when we go out into war and we play G.I. Joe for real, somebody could look at you with a raised eyebrow and say, yo, I don't want her in my Humvee. She's not the same as me. She didn't endure the same things that I endured. So I think that's the same with the coverage of domestic violence. Like, we're all equal, but, man, you know it's more egregious to hit women. I think those things are out of balance, and it's actually doing more harm to the movement. Like, even if I was to sit here and talk about the victim, Courtney Smith,
mm-hmm.
If I asked her, listen, somebody bring violence against you, go to the authorities and see it through.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Will, she's a victim. You can't do that. Right? But if I send my niece to school, what I'm going to tell her, tell the teacher, alert the authorities. But I'm not allowed to hold the woman to that standard who's responsible for the lives of other people. That's out of balance. And I think it really undermines the movement in the long run, not holding them to a standard throughout, the same standard, the equal standard. It's inconsistent.
The problem isn't that she didn't report it. The problem is that he did it in the first place, allegedly.
Right.
That's the problem. So that's what we need to focus on. Why was he doing that?
No, that's wrong. I guess I was really talking in terms of Urban Meyer. Like, okay, that decision should have never even made it that way. She should have saw through. Is it unfair to ask her, yo, nobody should be able to coerce you to drop your charges. See it through. And how fair is it for me to question her altruism? You didn't do that for Urban Meyer. maybe you sat back and said, damn, what's my alimony going to look like if he's incarcerated? How fair is it for me to take that stance?
Unfortunately, again, I don't know stats, but here and there, there are women who do that. Okay. But I would guess the majority don't do that. Right. And that's why, you know, when you have a woman who really has been abused and you start questioning why she didn't do this, why she didn't do that, like, that's just, I flip it and go to the other way. Like, because she's in that situation because of what he did.
Right.
So, and yes, Urban Meyer is in this situation because of what Zach Smith did. Like, basic.
Right.
Bottom line, that's what it is. But there were other things that happened that, you know, and that's what people are doing. Yeah, why didn't Urban Meyer do this? Why didn't he do that? But, like, initially, when I started reading through everything, I was so focused on Zach Smith.
Right.
Because to me, he is the problem here. And he needs a lot of help.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not like, I didn't think like, well, why didn't Courtney Smith do this? Why didn't she do that? I've read through everything. And, you know, there's so many opinions.
Yes.
And we're only basing all this based on what the media has given us and
right.
what the report gave us.
Yes.
And we can only speak, like, I'm only speaking on my, you know, how I feel, what I think, and based on my experiences. So I'm sure there's tons of different opinions.
Right.
But I really was focused on Zach Smith more. But I know the question is, I mean, Urban Meyer's name is all over the place.
Right.
We're hearing more about him, I think, than
You're
about
right.
Zach Smith.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Now, Zach Smith, he is a trained college coach. This is his livelihood. What should happen next for him? Should he ever be able to work in college football again? Because I've always had this question with America, with felons. They say, yo, get him out of here. Well, should he be able to work ever again? Earn a living? Is he just reduced to flipping burgers? Do you even allow him to do that? Like, how does it work from here on out?
Right. One of my questions I wrote, if you've been arrested, does that mean you can't have a job?
Right. I'm asking. I had the same question.
I think you can. So, for Zach Smith...
And that's what... This is just, like, PR. When I see people making moves based off public relations, yo, the storm is coming, man. We got to get him out of there. It's not real solutions, and again, that makes me uneasy. We still left with the question: what happens next? Is he able to pop up at another school?
Well, because they're taking care of the university and the team, they're not thinking about him.
Right.
They got to take care of the reputation of the school because they want to make sure that it doesn't hurt the reputation. They can still get students, and they can still get sponsors and all that stuff.
Right.
One person leaving. Not such a big deal. Now, we got to take care of this mess that he caused. So first we're going to get rid of him.
Right.
And then we're going to take care of this mess. And you, because you didn't help out, you're getting suspended. And you, athletic director, you didn't help either, so you're getting suspended.
Right.
But you're Urban Meyer, so we're not going to fire you. But if this was me, I would have been fired.
Yeah.
If I was in Urban Meyer's position, I would have gotten fired. Because I'm Christina Wozniak. Like, I mean, you know, I'm Christina Wozniak, but but I'm not Urban Meyer.
Right.
So I think other people would have gotten fired. If this was a different school, they would have gotten fired.
Would you have liked to see the NCAA interview?
That was a question that came up. What's going on with the NCAA?
See, I was trained by you. That's why.
Yep, I had that. So what's their role? Because they get involved sometimes.
They sure do. They did with Joe Paterno in Penn State.
And they get involved with students, too, sometimes. So, with different situations. But I haven't heard anything.
Tough. Leadership, that's what it's about, man.
That doesn't mean it's not out there. Maybe we just haven't.
What, the NCAA?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they intervened.
I haven't, yeah.
I don't think they intervened. But when I read that report, there wasn't much in there to act on. The waters got muddied with him taking pictures and him bringing a secretary.
Yes.
If that was the case, half the world would be taken out. The president, everybody.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm saying. But, I don't know Zach Smith, but I know people like him.
Gotcha. What else from that report stuck out to you? Anything?
There's 23 pages. People knew. They knew. But it also, I felt like, There was some confusion.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I knew, I didn't know, I remember, I don't remember. So that really It made it muddy. It's messy. It's such a mess.
Accountability is big.
It is.
Accountability is big. And, you know, I really feel, and this is an unpopular position, as I mentioned earlier, if I had my niece, my daughter, my sister, somebody brings violence your way, we have to rectify. We go to authorities immediately. And she let somebody coerce her out of it. They end up having another child after that. What do you do with that?
Thankfully, I've never been in that situation. So I don't know what I would do.
Right.
So I can't say, well, if I was her, I mean, I could sit here and be like, if I was her, I would have slapped him around too. Like, I don't know. I don't plan on ever being in a situation like that. Okay. Because I don't stand for any kind of behavior even close to that. Okay. So... I don't get into that business of like, well, maybe she should have done this. She did what she did, and now they got to deal with it.
Now, Christina, I've seen you work diligently with the students on a college campus, doing work with the staff, just doing a lot of great things. If Ohio State called you in and said, "Help us clean this whole thing up," what type of training would you put in place? What type of workshops would you kick off? What type of mandates would you put in the player's manual? What type of changes would you make for, what is that, Buckeye Nation? If they called you in.
I would do a lot of reading first. I want to see what they already have.
All right.
And what's good? What are they missing? But there's so many different levels. That team, and when I say team, there's the football team, but there's also the athletics department, and there's the university. Mm-hmm. It needs help.
Yes.
So, but that football team, definitely, the students are probably taking a hit for this. Like, they, you know, people are probably looking at them. Some of them are probably thinking, like, oh, should I stay here?
Right.
So it's like, if they want to keep that team intact, that's the first thing they got to work on. It's like, how do we keep this team intact, and how do we prevent this from happening in the future? So I would love to see what kind of trainings they have at Ohio State, you know, for their teams. Right. You know, so that's Title IX, but that's also like, you know, just their counseling and, like, you know, respect for women, respect for self, respect for each other, you know? How do they define masculinity and, you know, what goes on in the locker room? You know, what kind of talk, what kind of, you know, what happens during practice? Like, I heard you at one point talking during a past podcast about University of Maryland.
You were listening?
You know, I need to know what I'm coming into.
Go ahead. University of Maryland.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, how far do they push their students? You know, and that's a problem. And again, that's a topic we could go far into. You know, how, you know, the culture of these teams, you know, and how there needs to be some changes. You know, it's about the students' health. And I keep saying students. Yes. I'm not saying the football players. These are students. So that would be the first place I would go. But then also the athletics department, you know, they're taking a hit because two of their staff members just got suspended. You know, I mean, the athletic director got suspended.
Right.
So
I have one last question for you. One last question. You speak about the students and their health, and I know that is very important for you. I've seen you in action. That is a big deal. But I want to ask you, if you have one of these big time schools and you have a superior who is on your back and they're saying, we got to win games, we got to get these donors in here bringing in this money.
Yep.
How do you handle that? Now, I think if it came, you personally, if it came down to money versus the students, you're going to choose the students, you're going to walk out or whatever.
I know. Some people be like, what?
But if walking out wasn't an option, how do you balance that? The donors, the money, the winning the games versus the student health? What's
that
battle like?
So much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they better be paying me very well. how do you handle that? You got to prioritize. What's my priority? Mm-hmm. So, you know, am I like, nah, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm not doing this? Or is it, okay, my boss, their boss, they're telling me this is the priority, and so I'm going to rock with whatever the priority is and do my best to make sure that, you know, we reach that goal.
Right.
You know, yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Maybe also even educating your superiors that if we invest a little bit in our students and that help, that'll work out for us in the long run. Right?
Well, and I wonder how many students would be vocal about what they want. Because you know you always get them students.
Right.
Here and there. That they just, and I'm like, all right, well, I want to go to the president. Oh, okay. And they go. So, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. I told you guys she was the real deal. Christina, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Miss Christina Wozniak, take care. WBH Radio, we out.